This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Very warm, dry, and breezy conditions will produce near critical or critical fire weather conditions this afternoon. A fire weather watch is in effect from noon until 7 today. Campbell County Commissioner Del Shellstad says he does not believe the Campbell County Library should receive funding from the county. Shellstad made the comment during a meeting between the Campbell County Commission and Public Library on Monday. He expressed frustration that more hasn't been done with regard to citizen complaints. He says the process to challenge books is taking too long and that perhaps the library should be closed altogether. A Gillette man has been sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty this past March to possession with intent to deliver and delivery of fentanyl. Joseph LeRae Spiegelmeyer was busted with approximately 1,400 fentanyl tablets in his possession. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Very warm, dry, and breezy conditions will produce near critical or critical fire weather conditions this afternoon. We have a fire weather watch in effect from noon until 7 o'clock tonight. The Northwest Wyoming Regional Airport has reached out to the Campbell County Commission to get their approval to apply for more grant money. The funds would come from the Federal Aviation Administration's CARE Airport Rescue Grants. Under the Airport Rescue Grants, primary commercial service airports with more than 10,000 annual passenger boardings are eligible. The airport qualifies in that group as it typically has about 30,000 passengers a year. The request was approved. A burglary this past Saturday at Plugging Along on Northern Drive is being investigated by the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. The owner reported that thousands of dollars worth of items were taken. There are no suspects as of yet, and the investigation continues. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.